From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The Associated Press reports that world major powers and Iran have agreed to extend nuclear talks until July 7th. The nuclear program talks were underway in Vienna Tuesday, with Tehran and the group of six world powers trying to reach a long-sought comprehensive nuclear agreement. The nuclear negotiations are taking place in Vienna, and the deadline for the deal was today. The Iranian foreign minister, Zarif, returned with his nuclear chief, Ali Akbar Salehi. They're meeting with the U.S. delegation. The Secretary of State, Kerry, is meeting with the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. A 17-year-old boy has died from Ebola in Liberia. We have details now from VOA's Miriam Diballo.
Deputy Health Minister Talbert Nienswa, who heads Liberia's Ebola response, told VOA the teenager died on June 24th and was given a safe burial the next day. Our surveillance team is working very well. They've picked up this dead child from his parents' home, tested him yesterday, and the child was positive. He says it's not known yet how the boy contracted the disease, but the case is under investigation. He stressed the public should not panic, noting that it's the only known case since the country was declared Ebola-free by WHO officials on May 9. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Dakar.
The UN Security Council has extended the peacekeeping mission in Sudan's Darfur region for another year. The extension was approved even though the Khartoum government had asked for the mission to be withdrawn. The $1.1 billion a year peacekeeping force is operated jointly by the African Union and the United Nations. VOA News. The Indonesian officials say at least 49 people were killed when a military transport plane crashed into a residential neighborhood on the island of Sumatra. The Hercules C-130 was trying to return to the airport after takeoff Tuesday when it slammed into a hotel and two houses in Medan, Indonesia's third largest city. Pictures from social media show the downed aircraft in flames with thick black smoke coming from the damaged buildings and destroyed vehicles. The death toll is expected to rise, as local media and officials have said as many as 113 people were on board the plane. A United Nations agency in the European Union mission in Thailand Tuesday called for the country's ruling junta to release 14 pro-democracy students arrested and charged with sedition. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports.
In a statement, the UN Human Rights Office, the OHCHR, for Southeast Asia, called for Thailand to promptly drop criminal charges against the students arrested June 26th for peacefully demonstrating in public the previous day at the Democracy Monument in Bangkok. The students face up to 7 years in prison for defying the junta's ban on public demonstrations and holding gatherings that oppose the government's rule. The OHCHR's statement notes Thailand, as a party to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, has the obligation to uphold the right to freedom of expression and the right to freedom of peaceful assembly. The ruling junta has defended its laws banning political gatherings as necessary for maintaining peace. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Officials in Japan say one man on the nation's high-speed bullet trains set fire to himself Tuesday, killing himself and one other passenger. The national broadcaster NHK said the man and a female passenger were dead and the train car filled with smoke. The train was carrying about 1,000 passengers traveling to the Odawara station from the Shinkohama station. Some of the injured were escorted into ambulances, as we hear here, and several people were overcome by smoke. The exact number of injuries remain unconfirmed. The train remained stopped on the tracks outside of Odawara City for about 3 hours. The bullet train service in that area was suspended while the incident was investigated. Greek banks remained shut on Tuesday as the nation looks set to formally default on a $1.8 billion loan repayment to the International Monetary Fund. While the country's economic future remained uncertain early Tuesday, the Greek finance ministry said it would open about 1,000 bank branches across the country to allow pensioners to withdraw enough money to get through the week. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.